My name is Donna Emery, and I am the Director of Development at the Seminary of the Southwest. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. Traditionally on Christmas Eve, the lights dim as we sing Silent Night softly. Mom would kneel, fold her hands, and cry. She was not sad, but grateful. This was her moment to take a breath and soak in God's blessings. On December 22, 2019, we lost our mom. I am admittedly distracted from experiencing Advent. The anticipation of the birth of Christ has been hijacked. In 2020, we have lost more than 225 of our loved ones to COVID. Christmas festivities, gatherings, and Advent liturgy are live streamed. We will experience nativity pageants, hymns, and family traditions in new ways. Will the three kings adorn mask? Today, we have been given the gift of the covenant psalm. In Psalm 89, David has been defeated, darkness prevails, and the people cry out. The Jews yearn for God to send an anointing king who will deliver Israel. Despite the chaos and the confusion, the psalmist affirms God's promises and sings the Lord's great love forever. Perhaps this Advent, without the normal noise of Christmas, we can allow the silence in the words of Psalm 89 to remind us of God's faithfulness and steadfast love. In this silence, we can recognize our yearning for the coming light of Jesus. Suddenly, all is calm, all is bright. Christ the Savior is born, resounds in a new and a hopeful tune. Let us pray. Everlasting God, may your love stand firm. May others experience your faithfulness as enduring as the heavens, as we cry out, "You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation."